Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave Hollins. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Durant. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Denny Hocking. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pat Mahomes. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chuck Carr. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The DH, John Jaha. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Nilsson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Scott Carl. And now, play ball. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knoblauch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Nilsson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carr strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carl fires to first and picks off Cordova. 1 out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hollins hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Hollins moves to second. Mike Durant is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durant hits a line drive into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is called out on strikes. 1 out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nilsson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to second. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske hits a fly ball into right field. Hocking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vina is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Mears reaches second base with a double. Knobloch goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Twins. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Coomer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer takes first base on ball 4. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hollins hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Matheny hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carr is 0 for 1 in the game. Carr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hocking. Carr reaches second base with a double. Matheny moves to third. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Matheny scores. Carr scores. It's Twins, 2, Brewers, 2. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Seitzer moves to second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jaha is 0 for 1 in the game. Jaha hits a fly ball into right field. Hocking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a line drive into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Durant is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Durant is 0 for 1 in the game. Durant hits a pop-up towards first. Nilsson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hocking is 0-1 in the game. Hocking is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Mieske batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Mieske is 0-1 in the game. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Vina is 0-1 in the game. Vina hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Hocking. Vina reaches second base with a double. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Matheny is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vina moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Carr is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Carr bunts towards the mound. Mahomes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Knobloch is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch is hit by the pitch. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mears is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mears hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knobloch moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Molitor is 0-2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Knobloch moves to third. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cordova is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Seitzer is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field. Hocking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Valentin is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops it up and throws to first, with Mahomes covering, for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vaughn is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Coomer is 1-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Coomer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hollins is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hollins is called out on strikes. One out. Roberto Kelly batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Kelly is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Durant is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Durant is 0 for 2 in the game. Durant hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durant. The throw from Matheny and he is safe. Durant steals second. Denny Hocking batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hocking is 0 for 2 in the game. Hocking hits a pop-up towards first. Nilsson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jaha is 0 for 2 in the game. Jaha takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mieske is 0 for 2 in the game. Mieske hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Brewers. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vina is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vina hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matheny is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matheny strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ramon Garcia now pitching. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards the mound. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mears is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Carr strikes out. One out. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Seitzer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Brewers. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Nalty now pitching. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Valentin moves to third. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jaha hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Jaha reaches second base with a double. Valentin scores. Vaughn goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Brewers. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nilsson is walked intentionally. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mieske hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Milchen now pitching. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vina is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer now playing first base. Jeff Zerillo now playing third base. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zerillo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Coomer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Matheny is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Matheny hits a pop-up towards third. Hollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Carr strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. David Hulse now playing left field. Rich Becker pinch hits for Roberto Kelly. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Becker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Zerillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chip Hale pinch hits for Mike Durant. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hocking is 0-for-3 in the game. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.